Hey, this is ZZ from my latest sponsor, ExpressVPN. You know, Netflix has different content available to users depending on where they're located. Netflix has thousands of shows, but you can only get access to a fraction of that because of where you are. If you're utilizing Netflix without using ExpressVPN, it's like paying for a gym membership but only being able to use the treadmill. So, how does this work? ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. They have almost 100 different server locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. I'm talking like Star Trek, the original series on UK Netflix, Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Canadian Netflix, Rick and Morty on French Netflix, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Indian Netflix, the Harry Potter movie series on Australian Netflix. The list goes on and on. In the Easy household, we utilize ExpressVPN, and we've unlocked so much content that my family and myself can enjoy. But then you might be like, Eric, we can use other VPNs. No. Listen, blazing fast speeds, stream in HD with zero buffering, compatible with all of your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs, and more, and it encrypts your data. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely. Look, be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Zane. Don't forget to use my link at expressvpn.com/Zane to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. All right. Today is the day that they're having it's election day, and it's kind of a big deal. If you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you know the significance of this recall election. So, you know, I couldn't tell you anything else that is up for grabs election-wise on this election day. Other than here in Ottawa County, where I live, the constituents are having a chance to speak. Quick overview. We go back to COVID. A handful of like-minded ragtag individuals decided to combine the resources and create Ottawa Impact. They were fed up with mass restrictions and the fact that their kids are being kept out of school and all that shit and businesses being closed down. Y'all remember that. It seems like so long ago, really, but wasn't really that long ago. Well, they're like, okay, we've had it. We're gonna take over the county. So they did it. They went in and ran, and they won several seats. Now, they took over for other Republicans. Ottawa County is typically very conservative, red state type of county, and that's totally fine. I don't care about that. What is the problem is that these were more than just conservatives. These were the wackos that jerk off to InfoWars segments of Alex Jones. These are conspiracy theorists. These are anti-vaxxers. These are people who hate gays and transgender people. These are people who do not believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion. They look at that as like a four-letter word. Okay? So all of that bullshit went on. They become the commissioners of the county, led by a guy named Joe Moss, who we've featured him many, many times. Then, of course, all of the other dust-ups from then to now, including when that little brat was groomed and said, thank you, Joe Moss. We are the sheep. You are the sheepdog or whatever the fuck. And I said, I can't wait till one day when grandma walks in on that kid eating a vagina. And that was, in fact, the daughter of this crazy bitch who is a glorified janitor, calls herself a scientist. Her dumb fuck husband installs air conditioners. They tried to make him the goddamn health director. When they realized they were going to get sued and getting rid of the previous health director, Adeline Hambly, they decided to offer her like $4 million or some shit. That ended up blowing up in their face. Now she's still working there. Just a lot of shit because of these assholes. Well, guy by the name of Larry Jackson in Ottawa County went ahead and he started a recall petition, was able to get the required signatures so that one of these Ottawa Impact pieces of shit, this Lucy Ebel, could be ousted today. Like, today's the day. The guy who's running against her is a Democrat by the name of Christian Kleingens, who I had on the show yesterday. Seems like a nice guy. District 2 is the one that is up for grabs. If Lucy is out after today, this is going to start the dominoes tumbling towards getting rid of all of these scumbags and get the county running the way it should be running. It should not be revenge politics like it is for these pieces of shit. There's all sorts of eyebrow-raising nonsense going on with the legal firm that represents them, some nepotism, some backroom deals, and clear violations of open meetings acts and shit like that. Just making this really, really murky. Okay? So here we go. Hopefully everybody who's in that area will get out and vote for Christian Kleingens. Here's, this is that dude I was talking to yesterday, Christian Kleingens, who is running. Now I'm going to play for you two clips. This is Christian Kleingens. He spoke to Fox 17 yesterday. And then above him, that's Lucy Ebel, who might be one of the weirdest looking people I've ever seen in my life. She looks like if Milhouse Van Houten from The Simpsons grew up and changed gender. That's who Lucy Ebel looks like. And her nose is, first of all, massive. And it looks like she's wearing, you know, that guy who did that song, The Humpty Dance? It's like she's got the Humpty Dance glasses on with the fake nose. That's what I see when I see Lucy Ebel, is a digital underground Humpty Dance guy. I don't know if that's just me, but I'm totally waiting for Lucy to say, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funky, but yo, I'm making money. Rest in peace to Humpty Dance guy. He's dead. I'm saving her interview for last. Christian, I don't know what he says. I've not listened to it yet. Let's check it out.
A little bit about what's going through your mind. You have a few more days.
Hang on.
Before
I can't hear anything. What am I doing? I'm an asshole. That's what I am.
The special election.
You know, what we've got going is finishing up the ground game that we planned, knocking more doors, doing more static locations like this, making more phone calls, doing more texts, just doing more voter education about the importance of this election.
Why should voters pick you?
Voters should pick me because it is the first step towards restoring a little bit of not predictability, but an expectation of good governance.
Okay, he's being very sweet. Okay, let me just paraphrase. Because the fucking idiots that are running it now are running it into the ground.
To our county government, my election will not change everything, but it is the start of a process, and I think it will give everybody including all the other candidates on both parties who are running in all the other districts, a good shot of adrenaline as they move into their primary and campaign races for November, and will give a beleaguered group of citizens who have been watching this a lift that perhaps change is coming.
What are you hoping to accomplish if selected?
If elected, you know, there's things that need resolving. Housing Authority reformulated, met a couple of times, is still sitting on $10 million of ARPA funding.
That's all boring to me.
The housing shortage has not gone away. This, above all other things, is an issue.
You see what he's talking about? He's talking about boring shit, which is what they should be talking about, okay?
That should be front and center to the Board of Commissioners, because this affects everything. It affects livability in the county. It affects people who live in the county's ability to maintain a standard of living, as well as people who live out of the county that are driving 35, 45 miles to come into a county that has jobs that pay well, but a housing situation that doesn't allow them to live here.
Okay, so he's saying we need more housing. All right, great.
Ottawa food.
Yeah.
It's always been
Ottawa food, yeah.
Ottawa food was feeding the poor, people who couldn't. They were indigent, and the elderly, you know, one of those things. The funding had been cut. So
we would like to address that as well. It's worth pointing out that the proposed salary increases and stipends would cover for the commissioners would cover the Ottawa food coordinator's position.
Okay. So I was telling you about last week. The commissioners, the ones who we want out, like Humpty Dance Lady, all wanted like a massive pay raise, a 60% increase in pay. So this guy's like, let's take that pay raise and fund this, instead of us giving them, getting the money, let's fund this thing that takes care of the poor people. I mean, what more could you ask for with this guy?
And it is my belief that before the Board of Commissioners allots themselves an additional support structure, that perhaps we should take care of some things that we said we'd take care of.
So I'm assuming you're probably against this big pay raise?
I am, for any number of reasons. This is called public service, and there's two large reasons. It's public service. You shouldn't be in it for the money. As well as this puts a chill on people that, you know, for example, like me, I work a full-time job, and to kind of equate commission work, to a full-time schedule will put a chill on people that are working yet want to participate in local government, because it makes it seem that you have to be of means to run, because the only,
what a great point. That's brilliant.
Only people that could do it would be, you know, people that have time and assets with which to do so. And that's not the way that this system was set up.
Anything else that you like to add in? Something that voters might want to know about you.
So, you know, I've been on this township, this high performing township that I call the beating heart of this county for almost 30 years now. And I love it, even though it's loud, it's raucous and it's growing. And I just want, you know, the residents of my district to know that I'm in this for you. This isn't an ego thing. I want to make lives better for my neighbors, and for my neighborhoods, and for my community.
Have you voted yet?
Not yet. Gonna go in public.
Fair.
Old school.
Old school. All right, perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add in, Chris?
No, I think that's good.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's a nice interview. Matt Wilkos is the reporter. Make sure on that. Yeah. Matt Witkos. Pardon me. Okay. And he afforded the same amount of time to Humpty Dance Lady. Okay. You are not going to believe this shit. Watch this interview and listen.
What's your mind for this recall race right now?
Well, I only have one message to the voters of District 2, and they only have two choices. They have either a conservative Republican or they have a progressive Democrat to choose from. And if I know the people of Ottawa County and District 2, they're very conservative, and I think that they will want to vote to keep Ottawa County Conservative. And so therefore, I want them to go and vote for the Conservative candidate, which is me, on May the 7th.
So obviously, you pretty much alluded to my next question in your last answer. Why should the people pick you, ultimately?
Because Ottawa County has always been conservative. It's always been a Christian county. And so therefore, I believe that they will want to keep Ottawa County conservative and not, and away from the Democratic Party, because their goal is to change or turn our county blue. And
okay, now she didn't really say anything, if you think about it. His question was, why should they vote for you?
To my next question in your last answer, why should the people pick you ultimately?
Because Ottawa County has always been conservative. It's always been a Christian county. And so therefore, I believe that they will want to keep Ottawa County conservative and not, and away from the Democratic Party, because their goal is to change or turn our county blue. And I know that most voters in Ottawa.
Okay, so she's not saying you should vote for me because I'm going to do this, this, and this. She's saying, well, they're conservative. They have to vote for me. They should vote for me. If they don't, it's going to go blue. So she's almost like saying, well, either you pick me or it's going to be blue. That's why you should vote for me. Other than giving specific reasons as to what her goals are, what her intentions are. So she doesn't really say a whole lot there.
Ottawa County want to keep Ottawa County conservative. That's what makes it beautiful and makes Ottawa County.
Ottawa County is beautiful because it's conservative. That's what she just said. It's beautiful because it's conservative.
Ottawa County
conservative. So it's ugly if it's not conservative.
Conservative, and that's what makes it beautiful and makes Ottawa County a beautiful place to live, because of the fact that it's always been conservative.
What goes through your mind when it comes to this special election?
Did you see what just happened? Okay. She doesn't want to answer any more questions. I didn't pick up on this, but I forgot who sent it. It might have been Adam sent to me. She gestures.
When it comes to this special.
Okay, she turns her head and touches her ear. That means I want this interview to end, and she's going to have a handler interrupt the meeting.
What goes through your mind when it comes to this special election? When it comes to, you've been at this job for...
they're ready for you.
One more question. Why do you...
You heard a guy say, they're ready for you.
One last question. How do you think you did for this last year?
I'm sorry, what?
This last year, how do you think you've done as a commissioner?
Oh, I've done wonderful.
Explain what do you think is your accomplishments?
We're done.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I really have
got
to
an
go.
Appointment.
I really,
other
I
people
had
are waiting.
We have
an appointment.
I had
Thank
an appointment
you.
Already.
This fat fuck interrupts because she has this dumb bitch has nothing to say.
This year, how do you think you've done as a commissioner?
Oh, I've done wonderful.
Explain what do you think is your accomplishments?
We're done.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I really have
got
to
an
go.
Appointment.
I really,
other
I
people are waiting.
We have an appointment.
Thank you.
I mean, we could wait around afterwards.
I gotta go.
Oh my God! Holy shit! This dude shaped like an apple just whisked her away. Oh. Okay, now seriously, who in their right mind would vote for this fucking piece of shit Humpty Dance bitch? Oh no. That is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. What a dip. Oh. Ooh. Cole says, unfortunately, you guys are going to have to vote for the Democrat because this chick's a retard. Chris says she was turning her shoulder towards fat ass who pulled her away. Quote, I've done wonderful. Other people are waiting here. Literally nobody around, adds Chris K. Stevie writes, wow. Tyler says, oh, sorry about that. I wish I could answer any of your questions, but I'm being dragged away against my will. That is one for the ages. Tyler says she has crazy eyes. Adam, referring to Christian Kleinschen, says he's brilliant. Hope he wins. Chris K says the downfall of the entire system. Well, shit. I thought I had my phone. That's too bad. I want to get Spalding on the air to talk about this stupid interview. Hold the phone. I got to go get my phone. I'll be right back. Cowfade. Oh, God. I got to. This is something. That was unbelievable. Hope he's there to pick up.
Eric Zane, what is good?
Hey, buddy. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you.
So I was just reviewing Joe Spalding, the two interviews that Matt Witkos offered up the candidates on Fox 17.
Oh, that's like classic television. I love those interviews.
They were side by side. So we watched Christian and he said some good things. You know what he did? He actually kind of bored me because he's talking about things that should be taken care of in county governing, like housing and you know, getting the food for the indigent. And he made the good point about, hey, don't take a raise, take that money and feed the poor, which I thought was fantastic. And then they gave Lucy Ebel the chance to speak. Did you happen to see her performance?
I did. And her buddy Joel Buck was there.
Is that who that was? That guy, that fat ass guy that pulled her away?
Yeah, and it's hard to tell if it's like fat or if it's like a severely cirrhoted liver that's just kind of puffed out, because the guy is very frequently red-faced.
Yeah, what was what? How does he work into all this? Is he a hired goon for her or something?
Well, the guy is like a Republican precinct delegate, and he's a political hobbyist. I don't know. He's just another weird fascist to me. But yeah, like Lucy can't operate on her own. She always has to have like a chaperone to guide her through like any type of space. And I've only ever seen her in political spaces, so I don't know if she needed a chaperone or help like when she's teaching her exercise class. But when she's like doing stuff on the board, she's constantly getting walked through, especially if you like watch a community mental health meeting, which she's on there. Gretchen Cosby's on there. Sylvia's on there. And then Christian Kleinschen is also on the community mental health board. And if you watch it, Lucy is absolutely getting her hand held anytime anything happens. And then at the board of commissioners meetings, you can see her straight read off a script, which is hilarious.
Wow.
And I think Ben Wetmore, the deputy county administrator, writes that for her. But yeah, she always needs a handler.
That was really interesting because Witkos said, hey, so how do you feel you've done? She said, oh, I've done wonderful. And then he says, okay, what have you done? And then somebody pointed out that she kind of gave a signal to that Joe Buck guy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she turned her shoulders and she touched her ear once. And then he tried to muscle in. And then Witko said, oh, just one more question. And then she did it again. And then he got more. I didn't notice it at first, but one of my eagle-eyed viewers / watch or listeners pointed out that was absolutely her way of saying, come get me. I cannot answer this. It was really bad.
All that Matt was asking was, like, tell us something good that you've done to justify staying on this board. And he didn't even, like, bring in the fact that these guys are trying to give themselves a 60% raise, which you and I just talked about the other day.
Wow. My
God. But what have you, like, so if she can't answer that, the other ones aren't going to be able to answer it any better. They'll say their same dumb talking points about their effectiveness resolutions that do nothing. But, like, geez, they've done nothing except for hurt the county.
Jesus. Okay. I talked to Christian yesterday. Thanks for helping set that up. I mean, what are you seeing right now? Are you at a precinct as we speak, or have you been? What's been going on in your world today on this election day?
Okay, so on election day, I'm back at wherever my headquarters is, and my headquarters on this thing is at the Democratic Party office in Holland there, and we've got a map up, we've got a board up, we're tracking absentee ballot numbers yesterday, and there's some math there. It's a little bit. Like, you know, in with data, you want to have a baseline. So you want to have something to compare the stuff that's coming in live to. And since early voting is so new, we don't have a real baseline. So part of what I'm doing now is making sure I'm writing down a bunch of that data and making that so we can like analyze it and have it available for November for when the other county commissioners are running. Because at the end of the day, for me, all of this is about November. So yes, we need to win. We need to get Christian to the finish line, leave everything out in the field at 8 p.m. tonight. But everything we're doing today is going to be building until November, because we have to unseat this board majority and make Ottawa County government boring again. Like you said, I normally, if I'm backing a candidate, they're on TV, they're getting precious airtime on the Eric Zane show on a brilliant podcast. I want them to be entertaining, and I want them to be eye-catching. I want them to be viral and get out there. And,
right.
You know, but like, that's not what we need this level of government.
No. It's not supposed to be. Let me ask you this. Now, if let's just say Christian wins, how does there still a majority Ottawa Impact running that commission?
Yeah. And so like, that's true. And the thing is that like, I don't want to ascribe to them any ability to do any type of political calculus, because I think that fundamentally, when it comes to the politics of all this, these guys are as dumb as it gets. It just doesn't get any dumber. But, you know, there is going to be on their end an attempt at political calculus. And when the dynamic shift in one full new person comes in there, every individual up there is going to think for themselves a little bit more. And that's going to cause more division between them. And that's going to decrease the amount of damage that they can do to the county with their majority between now and November, when we, you know, knock on wood, replace these guys.
Very cool. Well, my best to everybody. It's been quite fascinating to watch, and it's just remarkable to even consider that from all corners of the country, people are paying attention to this county race. Well, this, in fact, recall election, and of course, to this county.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught, but the HBO John Oliver dude put up his last episode was talking about book banning, and they featured some Ottawa County footage pretty prominently from the Patmos Library closing, which was one of the very first markers in this whole incident, was them voting to defund the library in Jamestown.
Right. Yep. Yep. And ultimately, that ended up working out, right, for the library. It took a while, but they ended up getting the funding, didn't they?
Yes. And I don't know what the exact terms were, or who had to get replaced, or like who still has their job out there. It is on the other side of the county. But I do know that at that meeting, I was at the very first one, and so was Joe Moss, and he had his gun at his hip. And, you know, the folks, John Oliver, talked about that a little bit, about people showing up with guns to intimidate. It kind of like rang really close to home, and it was showing that. So.
Aww. Joe Moss can't shoot. Fuck. There's, you know, he holds a gun horribly. He can't even fucking hit anything.
Have you ever looked at a guy and you knew ahead of time that he was strapped, because everyone talks about it, but you're just like, oh, that guy's got a Glock 17. That's Joe Moss.
I don't know why anybody. I think that I get pissed off when I see people who show their weapons. I mean, spend the $110 and get a concealed a permit to carry it concealed. That's what I did, and that's what they should do. Because if you walk into any place with a weapon showing, the bad guy's going to shoot you first because you got the goddamn thing on your hip.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk about this a lot. I have a lot of Democratic friends that own guns. This is Michigan. They all love going up north through their cabins to go hunting, you know, and they're just not pew, pew, pew about it.
No. I mean, Jesus Christ. All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Eric Zane. Have a good one. Happy Election Day.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have good news tomorrow.
Oh, yep.
All right, buddy. See ya. There you go. That is Joe Spalding. He is an absolute legend. And so I just wanted to, God, I could not believe that conversation of Lucy Ebel and Matt Witkos. How uncomfortable was that? What a horrible, horrible display by Mrs. Humpty Dance. Oh, my God, was that incredible. I kind of want to go back to it. You know, I wasn't even going to watch it. I go, I might as well just see it, just check it out.
Ottawa County conservative and away from the Democratic Party, because their goal is to change or turn our county blue. And I know that most
good
voters in Ottawa County want to keep Ottawa County conservative, and that's what makes it beautiful and makes Ottawa County
what a dumb thing to say. I know that everybody's conservative, and that's what makes it beautiful. You don't know shit.
County conservative, and that's what makes it beautiful and makes Ottawa County a beautiful place to live because of
she's truly dumb. I mean, when you call somebody a dummy, you're just saying it like, yeah, whatever, you dummy. No, I think she's really dumb. Like, she's a dumb fuck.
The fact that it's always been conservative.
What goes through your mind when it comes to this special election? When it comes to you've been at this job for...
touches her ear twice.
They're ready for you.
One more question. Why do you...
touches her ear the third time.
Last question. How do you think you did for this last year?
I'm sorry, what?
This last year, how do you think you've done as a commissioner?
Oh, I've done wonderful.
Explain what do you think is your accomplishments?
We're done.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I really have to go.
Other people are waiting. We have an appointment. Thank you.
Yeah, that guy looks like he's hammered all the time.
Already, so. I mean, we can wait around afterwards.
How it looks like a Michael Moore movie. Oh my God, am I glad that happened. Rit says she don't know shit about fuck. Chris says agreed, she is actually stupid. Oh, that was something. My God. So welcome into the show. Glad you're here. For those of you who are watching on Facebook and X and YouTube, I'm going to be kicking you out. But that's okay because the rest of the show continues on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. And you can also download the Twitch app and search for me there as well, Eric Zane Live. And you are good to go for the rest of the live show that I do each and every day during the work week right here. My Patreon is available for you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And I am at the cusp of followers that I haven't had. Okay, honestly, Patreon started out 2019. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is the biggest thing. And it was like 350, 400 people somewhere in there that signed up right away. And then what it did was it kept going down, 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 down. Attrition, losing audience. For the past less than a year, it's been going up, 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 up. Slowly. And a lot of that has to do with offering the 7 days free. That has been the key. As soon as 7 days free started, people were like, yeah, now I'm loving it. So, once they try it out risk-free for 7 days and they're like, yeah, this is something I can get behind. That's how Patreon has been picking up. And now I'm getting up to a level where I haven't seen in like 2.5 years. So thank you if you've signed up recently to Patreon. And I would love that to keep happening. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. This Thursday is a Big Fraud Thursday. We will feature Who Are These Free Beers? A brand new episode there featuring audience member Trey. It's going to be Ben Glaze, EZ, and Trey in Nashville, Tennessee. You don't know him, but he said, hey, I want to help roast. I go, all right, Trey, you're in. You are in. So he's going to pull clips, and Trey is going to host some clips. So this show's starting to grow. I'm going to start adding more audience members for audience roasters. So if that's something you want to do, don't be a stranger about it. Reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you want to be a guest roaster of Who Are These Free Beers. You can also be a guest roaster for Who Are These Zanes. So that's something that we're doing to expand our audience participation, if you will, and make it even more enjoyable. So that happens Thursday, Big Fraud Thursday, and you can check it out for free with 7 days free on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's impossible to miss that. It's everywhere. Everywhere I post stuff, you'll see my Patreon. And so then when you sign up for 7 days, you do have to put in a payment form, but then you're encouraged to actually cancel it right after. So if you've never had the 7 days free before, you get to do it now. So you sign up for 7 days with a payment form, cancel it, because after the 7 days, I don't want it to charge you automatically. Okay? So you get the 7 days, And then after that ends, you're like, you know, I like it. I want more. Then you can sign up for the $5 or $10 a month. Totally up to you. I make it simple. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, for those watching on Facebook and Twitch, it is brought to you by our friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms as well as YouTube and Instagram. If you want to say hello, send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Ryan says, I think all the carnage regarding exposed tits really helped boost the ratings. Incredible numbers, love or hate it, drove significant numbers for the Poverty Stern Tit Show. I don't know about that. All right. So a lot going on today. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see. I'm distracted. Monday, Tuesday. Did not pull up my ads for today, so now I'm a jackass. There we are. Thank you, as always, for checking out me on Vouch. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. You can buy products like Camp Craft Cocktails. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. The Camp Craft Cocktails, you order those. They show up at your house. Jars filled with dried fruit. You add your booze. You're going to make a fruity, amazing concoction mixer with your fruit-infused rum or vodka or whatever the hell you put in there. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. Vouch combines creators with small businesses and Camp Craft Cocktails, one of the products available on my Vouch store. Frank Fuss is the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker who wants to help you out with any of your insurance needs. So if you or someone you know or love is getting set to retire, they're going to utilize the Medicare system and Social Security. Those things don't just kick in automatically. There's a few T's you have to cross and I's you have to dot in order to make sure you get all of the things that you're supposed to get that you were preparing for in the retirement. So this may not be you because you're not of retirement age, but it might be someone you know or love. Please consider banging on the door of Frank Fuss for any type of assistance with this. And the best part is, it doesn't cost anything. Frank is compensated by insurance companies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. When it comes to a mortgage, please consider the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Their phone number, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. This is a sponsor that works from anywhere in the U.S., as does Frank Fuss with My Policy Shop Insurance. But yeah, if you're ready to take the plunge, get into a mortgage, have Mario help you every step of the way. Reach out and mention my name, 231-332-6505. All right. I have put the prednisone in the rearview mirror. I am no longer taking the steroid, which when you take that, it reduces the inflammation on the shoulder. I have a pinched nerve, cervical radiculopathy, impingement. Something in my neck area is squeezing the nerve. The idea was take the medicine. It'll reduce the symptoms. Hopefully it'll calm things down a little bit. And then we start rehab. I have had to endure all sorts of vicious attacks from audience members saying, oh no, that is not what you need. Do not listen to your doctor. Listen to me, Joe Schmo, and go see a chiropractor. Now, I'm not going to go all in and say that A chiropractor never helps anybody. I may have said that in a joking way before. But I'm not going to sit here and just take everybody's word for it. I'm going to talk to my physician who gave me the advice that I'm looking for. Joe Martinez, who is skilled in installing air conditioners, writes, "It's the spine punching the nerves." I think he meant to say pinching, but he's probably drunk. He adds, "It's going to come back until the vertebrate is straightened out, dumb shit." You know, with that sentence, you told me everything that I need to know about getting advice from you. Chris says, Health Director Martinez is here. Ryan disagrees with Senor Martinez by saying, "Bullshit, Joe. You might be one hell of a furnace man, but leave the body to the doctors. I know you HVAC folk love to be in the health field." Joe says, "Dude, I had the same shit and my chiropractor got me fixed up. No more tingling in the arms." I don't think it's one size fits all. Ten out of 10 times, if I have to choose between my physician, who I trust's opinion, or the guy who cleans my AC for health questions, I'm going to go with my physician. Excuse me. Went down the wrong pipe. Oh, God. Well, anyway, the prednisone is gone. So I'm actually kind of happy about that because the side effects of that, oh my God, I was so thirsty. I couldn't get enough water. And then it like constipates you. So that's no good either. But it did calm things down. And I feel today, I can feel some degree of discomfort in the shoulder. But it's not bad. Now, who knows? It might get worse by tomorrow after all of the medicine gets out, works its way through my system. Maybe, perhaps, I have some residual effects, being that I was taking those pills in the morning and I'm now several hours removed from when I would have taken them. I took them about 28 hours ago. So here I am. I went ahead and scheduled my rehab, my physical therapy. So I'm hopeful that this does it. Now, the next step, if this does not work, would involve some type of MRI, all right, where they determine, okay, I can see exactly where the problem is. And then I don't know what the next step is. I'm really hoping that one of these steps, I'll tell you this. If we get to a point where he says, "All right, Eric, we're going to have to operate on you," then I would consider at least attempting a chiropractor. And I'll be the first one to tell you, if that works, I will completely change my tune. I will say, "You were right. I was wrong. 100%. All right. We're on the same page when it comes to that. But I can't, with a clear conscience, take the advice of Joe Martinez and Kenny in Nashville, because I can't go up to my doctor and say, "Look, I was talking with my AC guy, and he says I should go see a chiropractor. What are your thoughts?" He'll beat my ass right there with a stethoscope. I can't have that. Yesterday at Bosco's Pub, I was working. In fact, I'm going to be there again today if you want to come get some food. I ran into some folks that I haven't seen in a long time. It was really awkward, who go to the Catholic church that we used to go to. And I just get the impression that every time I meet somebody from the church, all they want to say is, where you been? And it's like, oh, boy. So I try to keep it, you know, to a point where I'm giving as little information as possible. Where you been? How come you haven't been at church? So I just take care of it with this. I say, yeah, we don't go there anymore. Long, boring story about why, but we just don't go to the church anymore. And I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea to ask someone why they don't go to the church anymore. I think you're asking for trouble. I mean, what if I were to say, well, I was raped and I just remembered it or something like that. So ran into dude and his wife. I didn't remember their names. Haven't seen him in forever. They look so much older. I still am convinced that I haven't aged, though I have. You know, I see my face in pictures and I'm like, God damn it, you are really old now. It has happened. But then when I see other people, I was like, well, no, I look like shit, but you really look like shit. I don't even know who the fuck you are. My God. Ryan says, if you rejoin the Catholics, they would have to schedule you in for a penis touching. You can't just walk away from the church without a checkup from the father. That might be one of the lamest attempts at a joke I think I've ever seen come out of your mouth. What the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, so while we're there, I've started to see Doug is like, really, really protective of his area where he works. So it's him and I in the kitchen. And he's out, like, serving drinks behind the bar. And an order comes in for two burgers. And you got to scrape the grill before you put the meat on. Now, that's his job, but I like to help. So I'm going to put the patties on first. The order is calling for two burgers. So you scrape the grill. And the grill that you lay the meat on has about 4 or 5 of these 4 or 5 inch wide grates. And if you press too hard with the scraper, you're going to move them. So I moved one of them, like the second one from the left, because you got the side of the grill and then first set of grates, second set of grates. I moved the second set of grates, which had to be readjusted. No big deal. Now, Doug has a tendency, when things go wrong for him, I get blamed. Like, he will do something, and he'll blame it on me. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. He did that with the chicken. I had some frozen chicken tenders. I dropped them. And this is about a week ago. And I was telling you about this. The shit hit the fan in the kitchen. And when the shit hits the fan, he starts grabbing shit. And so the chicken's cooking. It's raw chicken frozen. And it's cooking in the oil. He grabs it by the handle and he hangs it. It's not done. It's half done. So I'm watching him do it. And then about 30 seconds later, he goes, why is this not in the oil? You're going to kill somebody. This is raw chicken. And then he drops it back in the oil. And he goes, you got to watch that. No, I didn't touch it. He did. So then after it cools down the day or the orders, he goes, yeah, man, you got to be careful about that chicken. I go, yeah, I don't think I touched that chicken. And then he pauses and he goes, might have been me. So a perfect example of me getting blamed. Yesterday, same goddamn thing. He's got a couple burgers on. And I told you about how scraping the grill. Well, he goes to flip a burger. And the burger slips off the spatula and it falls into the space between the grate and the side of the gas grill. It's now down. It's below the grill, burning. And he's like, he's trying to get it. And he's trying to get it with a pair of fucking tongs and he can't do it. And it's catching on fire now. And then he goes, I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, what? Yeah, you moved the grate. And so there was a space there. And so I come over and I look, I go, where? He goes, right there. I go, well, I didn't move that grate. You know which one I moved. I moved the one to the right of it and I put it back. And it was the other direction. It's that, huh? No, it was this one and you did it. I'm like, God damn it. And so I don't say anything. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But it was an accident. I didn't do anything, but you're blaming me for it. How the fuck did I do it? I didn't do it. Oh, my God. Yeah, Volcano Doug. Blowing up. Ryan says, isn't there a timer on the fryer? How the fuck did he pull them? I don't know. We don't need a timer. When the chicken's floating, it's done. It's that simple. And it wasn't floating. I don't know why he grabbed it out of there in the fucking first place. Rebecca says, how do you work there? Well, I like working there, actually. I like all the people that work there. It gets annoying when I get blamed for shit, but I just look at him and blink. Because he needs me. Besides, he lets me leave at a reasonable hour so I don't have to get to bed too late. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the customers. I don't enjoy that. So that fucking burger falls all the way down there and it lights on fire. Now it's burning up. And he's losing his shit. Oh my God, the fire alarm's going to go off. It's like, I don't know. There is a goddamn fly flying around here. And I've been trying to get it since I started this show. I can't even see it now. All right, hold that thought. I got to go tinkle. Ryan says you should have saved that burned patty for one of the bunless freaks. I hate him so much. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. A little bit of talk about bun-free burgers in the chat. We had zero bun-free burger orders yesterday. I did have one the other day, though, that was bun-free burger with fries. You're not really committed to the low-carb lifestyle if you go bun-free burger with fries or with onion rings. If you go bun-free burger with side salad, you've got a shot. Hey, knock it off. Okay, so I'm very concerned about this. Darla here, you see, I knew it. That's the mood she's in. And she's attacking Bruce. You can't see it. All you can see is...
knock it off.
There is a strong chance that I'm going to have to roll another intermission and go put her downstairs. I had no intention of bringing her up here, but Madison brought her up here. Okay? Now, I'm just letting you know that might happen. She appears to be chilling out a little bit, but... I think Doug needs to become a meme. Eric should start capturing this on video. I'll send him in with some undercover video equipment. Like when Doug's losing his shit. Well, we've got cameras in the kitchen. I could just lift that. I need to look at the time. Because when he threw the food last week, that would have been a good one to get. Because he was just so damn pissed off. So, my daughter, in her never-ending quest to embarrass the shit out of me, was at it again a couple of days ago. She says some of the weirdest things that makes me go, you know, I just wish that this wasn't happening right now. This time we were at the local ice cream place. EZ, Pooh Bear, Jackie, and Justin. We're waiting in line with everyone else. First of all, they got there before us, and they got in line. And then two or three couples were behind them. And we're walking up. Diana and I are walking up. And she goes, see, that's why you shouldn't drive so slow. Now they're in front of us. And I go, okay, well, I'm going to call them back. I'm going to call them to get out of line. She goes, no, just go and stand next to them. And I go, no, I'm not going to do that. Why? I go, well, I'll be cutting in line. Yeah, but we're with them. I go, it doesn't matter. We have to wait behind the people. That's not their problem. So Pooh Bear wants to go in front of the people that are behind Jackie and Justin. There's probably two or three couples with kids. She's expecting to just bypass them and go stand next to Jackie and Justin because we came together? I don't know. And I said, I don't think that's the way it works. She goes, yes, it does. I go, no, it doesn't. So this is happening between us as we're walking up. Chris has sense. He writes, no, you can't do that shit. So I said to Jackie, I go, Jackie, come here. No, I'm in line. I go, yeah, I know. Come on back with us so we can talk. Come up here. I go, no. And, okay, we're the people who are in between us and Jackie and Justin are hearing this. They know who's good and who's evil in this conversation. Because I'm saying, no, come on back with us so we can be together. Get out of the line, let them go, and then that's the end of it. This all happens in the span of like 30 seconds. So she gets out of line and comes and stands next to us. Now we're rolling. And everybody hates me and my family. Well, not Justin. Justin's so damn cool. He's as cool as a cucumber. Nothing affects that guy. I said the day, I just sent him a text the other day because they got married in not this most recent November, but the one prior to that. So a year and a half ago. Out of the blue, I wrote, remember on your wedding night when I told you that I hit the jackpot with a son-in-law? I still feel that way. You are awesome. I love you very much. And thank you for taking care of Jackie. I know this is random, but I was just thinking about it. So I figured I'd tell you. I talk like that to my son-in-law. He's a good man. He's just standing there quietly. He's an accountant. You know, he's supposed to be laid back. And so they come back there, and I notice there's a dude who I recognize. I've known him since we moved here. I've known him since he's probably 19 years old. Maybe younger. His name's Jeff. I see him there, and he's got his son next to him. I go, Jeff, hey, what's up? He goes, hey, Eric, how are you? And he hasn't changed a bit. Incredibly good looking. He's got his son with him. His kid looks to be about 11, 12. Got a kid. Kid's got the soccer uniform on, just finished up. And he comes over, starts chatting us up as we're waiting in line. And I go, hey, by the way, this is, I don't know if you remember Diana. Yes, I remember Jeff. Jeff says, yes, I remember you. It's good to see you again. Excellent. Okay. And then I say, this is my daughter, Jackie, and my son-in-law, Justin. And nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Okay. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. See ya. Turns around, walks away. Everything is perfect. This is a rare, perfect conversation. I haven't forgotten the names. It was pleasant. And then Jackie goes loudly, wow, he's a DILF. Now, everyone is around us. Everybody heard that. And I was just like, who the fuck just blurts that out? Dad, I like to fuck. And that's my daughter. You sick idiot. And I know she's going to hear this because she listens regularly. She's the one family member of mine who listens to this shit. No one else listens to this shit except her. And I just look at her, I go, Jackie, she lives to embarrass me. I'm telling you, she loves this. Chris says teenagers do that, not late 20s. They do? I don't know. It felt weird to me. It seemed I mean, I'm like, oh, God, come on, man. I'm left shaking my head. I just, there's nothing more to that fucking conversation. Maureen says it's kind of disrespectful. Yeah, that's the other thing. Kind of disrespectful to Justin. Yeah, of course. And he just, like, it doesn't bother him, though. He knows because, I don't know, maybe he's packing. I have no idea. But she's hilarious. She thought it was funny. I didn't find it was funny. I found it terribly embarrassing. Cole calls her NFJ, no filter Jackie. You know, when it comes to Jacqueline, her name is often said like this, Jacqueline, Jackie. It's always like getting her to stop, Jackie. If Madison ever says a swear word around the house, I say, Jackie, because I'm so used to it being Jacqueline. My God, what a pain in my ass. Excuse me. All right. So this guy in Pennsylvania, he's a pastor at a church. Looks to be like a hand clapping church. And some local lunatic comes walking into the sanctuary and points his pistol at the guy. And he pulls the trigger. God damn. We have the video and the story of this. This is incredible. The guy says, I was saved because of Jesus.
A divine intervention when a frightening incident unfolded at a church in Pennsylvania. Eva Pilgrim has that story for us. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Robin. The church is a place where the doors are open to everyone. Well, Sunday, a man with a gun came through the doors of a Pennsylvania church. The pastor saying the gunman smiled at him before bringing the service to a stop with what happened next.
This morning, the dramatic video from a church's live stream showing the moment Pastor Glenn Germany looked down the barrel of a gun.
And God has showed.
Did you hear it? He pulled the thing. It went click.
A barrel of a gun.
And God has showed.
Jesus.
Okay, so they got him down. You know who didn't move fast was the guy who's sitting over here at the soundboard. He just sat there the whole time.
Live stream showing the moment Pastor Glenn Germany looked down the barrel of a gun.
And God has showed.
Jesus.
Jesus. He says he's grateful to God to be alive.
He actually pulled the gun, and that's when I seen the gun. And at that point, I didn't have no time to think. It was just reaction, you know, duck and try to get out of the way of his line of fire.
A gunman, the pastor says, he had never seen before.
Boy, that gunman, he didn't make a lot of effort there. I mean, as when it comes to gunmen, the gun doesn't work the first time, and he casually steps over the whatever that thing is there. I mean, he needed to be a lot more aggressive if he wanted to be successful in his murder.
And at that point, I didn't have no time to think. It was just reaction, you know, duck and try to get out of the way of his line of fire.
A gunman, the pastor says, he had never seen before, interrupting Sunday sermon in North Braddock outside Pittsburgh. Pastor Germany says the man had come in and out of the church several times before making eye contact with him, standing up and pointing that gun at him.
He pulled the trigger. And a miracle of God happened that the gun got jammed. That bullet had a name on it.
All right, come on now. Let's not overstate it. The gun jammed. That happens all the time.
Gun got jammed. That bullet had a name on it.
Clarence McAllister putting his life on the line and his faith in God, jumping into action, tackling the gunman.
I just jumped up and pulled the gun, pulled his arm down to his side, and locked him up.
The deacon pulling the gun away.
I think that was an act of heroism, if I ever seen one.
Yeah, truly. And as for that gunman, authorities now also saying they found a body when they searched his home. No word on a motive for all of this. That mystery now only deepening. The pastor tells us they will be back in church next week for service.
Oh, my God. Not me. I'd say fuck that shit. No way. That's rough. I'd never go back. Regarding the guy who didn't do anything in the video, you guys got him? This comment, gonna start needing metal detectors in churches now. You know what's crazy about gun laws in Michigan? Even if you have a pistol permit, you can't bring a gun into a church. Unless if you get the, permission by the pastor. Then you can carry a gun into church. Man. That was something. I don't know. The fact that the gun didn't go off is unbelievable. He's lucky. Very, very lucky. I would not have wanted to see that video. Holy shit. That is screwed up to say the least. All right. Back at it this weekend for racing at Berlin. BerlinRaceway.com if you want tickets. They are $14, $18 when you get them at the gate, $14 when you get them online. BerlinRaceway.com. Parking is free. 15 and under, free. You can bring in a cooler, 12 by 18 or, or smaller. No big deal. You can bring in all your snacks, all your soft drinks. No glass, though. Cannot bring bottles. And no booze. You can buy booze there. They got plenty there, and it's affordably priced. It's not like some places. At BerlinRaceway.com. Jackie was at Van Andel Arena for a hockey game the other day and ate one pretzel. Cost $10. You have got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Joe Martinez. He, of course, of A&E Heating and Cooling. One of the OG sponsors of the show. 616-516-8579. Call upon him for his expertise in cleaning and maintaining your air conditioning units. If you don't get these things checked every single year, you are rolling the dice. All right? 616-516-8579. Schedule today. It's going to cost you $79 to get your AC tuned. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. All right. What else do I got for you today? Okay, so in China, as you know, pandas are all the rage. It's been like the favorite thing in China. All they do is bukkake. Yeah, that might be Japan. Is want to go see panda bears, and some of the most notoriously famous panda bears exist in China. Crowds flock to see these two pandas. At this local zoo, they're like, all right, come see the pandas. And then people are like, wait a second. Are you sure that's a panda? And they're like, yeah, of course it is. They're black and white. Look at it. See, it's a panda. It's not a panda. Those are dogs. They couldn't get the pandas, and the people were coming to see the pandas at the Taizhou Zoo in Jingzhou province, and they didn't have any pandas. They go, well, what happened to the pandas? Well, we put them on loan to another zoo or some shit. There's no pandas here. People are lined up for miles. They want to see the pandas. That's all you do in China is go see pandas. And they go, okay, I got an idea. Go get some chow chow dogs and dye their hair. So that's what they did. These are normally brown dogs. And they went ahead and dyed the chow chow dogs black and white. And, well, I can't say that anybody would have fallen for it, but that's what they did. They said, yep, here they are. Here are the pandas. It's not a panda. It's a fucking dog. fake pandas unveiled just the other day at the zoo were actually dogs, chow chow dogs, a big-haired breed from northern China. Zoo officials reportedly trimmed their hair and dyed their faces black to look like China's iconic bamboo-eating bear. Then they put the so-called panda dogs on display in an enclosure from every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., attracting throngs of people despite the obvious bamboozlement per the sanctuary staffers. When asked why they had the canines engage in panda cosplay, a rep said, "There are no pandas at the zoo, and we wanted to do this as a result." Can you imagine being the dumb fuck who actually believes that that's a panda? Now then, there's the idea that there's animal cruelty involved. Could this be cruel to the animal? Only in China would they be more concerned about the health and welfare of an animal than they would like their actual people. Many visitors accuse the sanctuary of animal cruelty. However, zoo officials insist that the scheme isn't harmful to the animals. People also dye their hair, rationalized the spokesperson for the zoo. Natural hair dye can be used on dogs if they have long fur. Many social media users were on board with the dogs in pandas gear, with one fan writing, "They are very small to run that fast. I think they're lovely." Well, you're a moron. Giving dogs panda makeovers is nothing new. Really? A decade ago, pups dressed as panda bears became such a haughty item that pet stores couldn't meet the demand. Oh, great. Quote, 10 years ago, the natural instinct of a Chinese person was to eat a dog, said Xin Chen, a pet shop owner in Zhengdu, Sichuan, told London's Metro newspaper. Now we are like Westerners and want one as a companion. The cute breeds like French Bulldogs and Labradors were the favorites, but now it's the panda dog. All right. The whole idea of eating a dog. That seems ridiculous. Eating a dog. Are they delicious? My God. Stevie says, how do they explain the barking, I wonder? It's a great question. Chris adds, bleached bright white. I think that's a pretty harsh process. I think so, too. I couldn't do it. Eat a dog? Jesus Christ. All right, hang on. I got to drink this. Flight returns to New York City. Guy was flying to Guyana, which someplace in Africa, right? Guy was getting on a plane. He's got his carry-on. He can't get it in the overhead. He recently had surgery on his spine. He asked for help from the flight attendant. Flight attendant said, no, I don't do that. I don't get paid that kind of money. But if you don't like it, there's always another airline. That's a horrible way to start the trip. So guy gets on the plane. He goes to lift it, and he can't get the baggage up because his fucking spine's all fucked up. I know the audience here would probably tell him to go see a chiropractor. He asked for help. The flight attendant actually says no. I think it was a dude. Another crew member then reportedly helped him with the luggage. Now they're flying. They bring out the cart. During the beverage service, the first crew member approached this guy. I don't even know his name. Doesn't really Joe Gonsum, who looks to be really fabulous, you know, might be have a touch of might be like going through some transgender thing or something like that. pictures seem to indicate, dressing in women's clothing and being very upfront about it, being very fabulous. I don't think that has anything to do with this. I just wanted you to see. So Joel Gonsum is like, hey, you maybe help me out. No, we're not going to help you out. Okay. All right. Someone else helps him out. During the beverage service, the first person that wouldn't help Joel says he asked me if I wanted something to drink, but I did not respond because I didn't want to cause a scene. And he asked again, and I said, no, thank you, waiter. All right. That line, referring to the flight attendant as a waiter, caused an unbelievable thing to happen. The crew member who wouldn't help him put the bag up and then gets referred to as a waiter gets pissed off and says, oh yeah, call me a waiter. I'm not a waiter. I have the power to turn the plane around. Gonsum claimed in a YouTube interview that he told the flight attendant, you must be God, so you do it. And he did. Moments later, the pilot announced that the plane was returning to JFK International Airport, where the passenger was removed, this guy, Joel Gonsum, from the flight and interviewed by authorities before being allowed to leave. Have you ever heard of such bullshit? In an email to the New York Post, the American Airlines rep described Gonsum as a disruptive passenger who forced the flight to return to the city. Safety and security are our top priorities, and we thank our customers for their understanding and our team leaders for their professionalism in managing a difficult situation. But Gonsum took issue with the characterization. It says, there was not a disruption. I never got up. There was no argument. There was no confrontation. Nobody touched each other. The flight attendant was wearing a mask. He wasn't even loud. It was just his pride, Gonsum said in the video. 2 days after the flight, American turned around and offered the guy an apology and provided him with 10,000 free miles as compensation. We are writing to follow up with you about the delay of the flight. We recognize that many of our customers' important plans were significantly affected, and for that, we are very, very sorry. A letter posted by the outlet reads, in appreciation for your patience, we've added 10,000 American Airlines Advantage bonus miles to your account. What the fuck? Gonsum said he is not accepting it. Other passengers have also been compensated. You hear about this from time to time, of these power-hungry type of people on airlines. I've witnessed it myself. These are people who you don't want to fuck with. And they know it. Our very own Sarah Rukruk-Roosh was training to be a flight attendant at one time and then decided against it when it got down to the final moments. But my God, they can be such assholes. Kenny says, of course, his back was effed up. He just had surgery. That made it worse. Yeah, he probably should have gone to a chiropractor, right? Wouldn't you say? And where have you been, by the way? Have you been here the whole time, Kenny? And then that, finally, at this point, you end up saying something? Or why? Did you have a meeting or something? Chris says, I think Darla has a shoe. No, Darla's got a toy. Scared me for a second there. All right. Anyway. Thank you to some of my other sponsors that helped bring you this show, including Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you are ready to shop for a side-by-side, four-wheeler, ATV, three-wheeler, two-wheeler, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, zero-turn radius lawnmower, Yamaha golf cart, think about Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Throat Stab Dale or Throat Slash Dale from Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. Book Dale today for an estimate at 231-740-4098. That's 231-740-4098 for Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. My friends at Blue Frost IT, they are awesome. If you have any IT problems or want to upgrade your setup at home or at work or at school, call upon Blue Frost IT, 616-200-8550. That's 616-200-8550. All right. I do want to remind you that in addition to Patreon today, I have Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. You can find the show live on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. If you want to check out what we do there, we usually go about an hour, hour, 15 minutes every time. I think we'll be reviewing some of my Grand Rapids Griffins hype video where I look like a child molester. Yesterday's asshole of the day was Tom Brady. The roast of Tom Brady is getting rave reviews. Everybody loved it. Very, very funny. From what I'm told, I haven't taken the time to watch it yet, but for all intents and purposes, it sounds like it was just a smash. All right. Today's asshole of the day, without a doubt, has got to be Lucy Evil. What a piece of shit. Oh, my God. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here, checking out the show. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Until then, have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.